wazobona wazobuka wazobona wazobuka izodlala iTV
uzaphe ready ngeke idlale iTV if you love iDisc and don't have iDS. That's why you should get DStv Compact so you can bula iFestive and SuperDisc with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DStv Compact. Hey, kumnandi khaya.
Good day and welcome to The Big Issue brought to you by DStv Compact. The impact of the coronavirus is growing larger by the day across all spheres of society, government, and life as we know it. From a football perspective, every single league and cup competition that we cover here at Soccer La Duma has been suspended. We have no clear idea of when the beautiful game will be returning to our screens. We also have to express that this is actually a health and safety issue first and foremost. It's bigger than sports. Most of us are working from home, and I tell you this mainly as a way to apologize for any drop in sound quality you may experience. I'm not recording in our cushy studio in the city, but rather from home. Despite this, we still hope to bring you the best possible quality, but without further ado, let's investigate the coronavirus, how the pandemic started, and how it's affected the sport we all love worldwide. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Who will be Dikakapata Diski on the Absa Premiership? Will a Super Diski to find out? Catch over 200 Absa Premiership matches, all live in NHD only on SuperSport. Don't miss any action. Will a Diski on Compact DSTV. Kumnandi khaya. Back on New Year's Eve, the World Health Organization received reports from China of a pneumonia-like condition affecting several people in Wuhan, which is home to about 11 million people. Many of those infected worked at the city's Huanan Seafood Wholesale Market, which was shut down on New Year's Day as the number of those infected shot to over 40 people. At first, many people thought that this was another outbreak of SARS, the viral infection which broke out in 2002. However, by January 7th, Chinese officials confirmed that this was a new virus called the coronavirus, later named COVID-19. By January 11th, just 4 days later, China confirmed their first death from the virus. And 2 days later, there was a case in Thailand. And 3 days after that, the virus landed in Japan. Within the next few days, the United States, Nepal, France, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, Vietnam, and Taiwan had all confirmed cases. Suddenly, the world became aware of the crisis as more deaths were confirmed. We'll get back to the virus and how it spreads, its mortality rate and precautions later, but first let's take a look at how this pandemic swept the world of football and what the outlook is now. On January 30th, it was reported that all football matches in China would be postponed. The country's top flight league, the Super League, had originally been set to start on February 22nd and run through to the end of October. The Chinese FA Super Cup game between the Super League champions and the Chinese FA Cup winners was also postponed. In a statement, the Chinese FA confirmed that all competitions at every level had been postponed. At the time, no new date was announced. 4 days later, the Asian Football Confederation announced that AFC Champions League matches, which were due to be held in February and March, would be rearranged for a later date. An interesting fact here is that they made an exception for a Chiangrai United and Beijing FC match, which went ahead as planned on February 18th. The reason they gave was that Beijing were in South Korea on a training camp and therefore may not have needed quarantine measures. This was strange considering South Korea had already reported cases of COVID-19 in the country. Luckily and thankfully, neither of those two teams have reported players or staff contracting the virus. One of the first concerns of how this could impact European football came not from Italy, but from Manchester United. If you think back to the January transfer deadline, the Red Devils were in desperate need of a striker following an injury sustained by star player Marcus Rashford. They requested the services of one Odion Ighalo on loan from Shanghai Shenhua. And on the 13th of February, the club were forced to tell Ighalo not to come to the club's training facilities in order to follow the 14-day incubation period protocol. Luckily, it was later confirmed that he was in the clear and has since played 8 matches, scoring 4. On the 23rd of February, after receiving orders from the Italian government, the Serie A suspended 3 matches, including fixtures for Inter Milan and Atalanta, both of whom were also in the Champions League, but we'll get to that in just a bit. As a South African, the suspension of just a few games rather than the season sounds oddly familiar. At the time of Italy's decision, however, two people had already died in the country, and yet still, at the time, there were matches due to go ahead as planned in the Serie A and lower leagues. In the month since, Italy's death toll has passed 2,500 people, and that should tell you everything you need to know about not taking this pandemic seriously. And there's no accusations being made here. It's just very, very clear that this is larger than the sport. This is larger than football. This is a global pandemic, and any meeting of that kind should be suspended until further notice. If you look at Italy now, people's only social interaction seems to be on balconies. Towns have been deserted. Streets are empty. Same thing happened in South Korea. Same thing, of course, happened in China. But I digress. During this time, matches across Europe were already being played behind closed doors. But it must be said that this didn't work as well as they had hoped. Valencia, for example, played behind closed doors against teams like Atalanta, but have now reported about 35% of their players and staff have contracted the virus. Later in February, the suspension of the entire Italian football season was confirmed, and so we turn our attention to the most popular league in the world and one that we often cover here at Soccer La Duma, the English Premier League. On the 5th of March, the UK announced its first coronavirus-related death and confirmed 115 total cases in the country at the time. The Premier League responded by banning fair play handshakes at the start of the match. I must point out here that if you watch the highlights from that round of matches, players were still hugging each other during celebrations, not to mention football is a contact sport. Banning handshakes isn't really going to get the job done here. But seeing as hindsight is 2020, let's move on. Just to remind you how quickly time is moving here, the 5th of March is also when South Africa reported its very first case of coronavirus. Fast forward to the 10th of March, the first Premier League match to be postponed due to the pandemic was Manchester City versus Arsenal. Members of the Arsenal squad went into self-isolation after having potentially come into contact with the virus during their Europa League match against Olympiacos, whose owner, Evangelos Marinakis, was at the Emirates Stadium and later tested positive for COVID-19. He also happens to be the owner of Nottingham Forest. On the 12th of March, it was confirmed that Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta and Chelsea forward Callum Hudson-Odoi had tested positive for the coronavirus. This added further pressure on the league, who were still considering the option of playing behind closed doors and live streaming the fixtures. But after an emergency meeting on the morning of a gloomy Friday the 13th, the FA announced that they would be suspending all football in the country until at least the 8th of April, although that date is very tentative and looks extremely likely to change. Other leagues, including the French Ligue 1 and the Bundesliga, confirmed the suspension of their leagues alongside other leagues in Europe and the rest of the world. UEFA confirmed the postponement of the Champions League and Europa League, and reports that Euro 2020 might be postponed were confirmed this week on the 17th of March, with the contest now set to take place in 2021. Other players who've contracted the virus include Daniel Rugani of Juventus, six Espanyol players, and many, many more. But let's get back to that Friday the 13th. When all those leagues in Europe got suspended, at the time, South Africa had 24 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with government holding crisis meetings in order to determine how to tackle the crisis. We still had our football, though. Nothing had been postponed, and we were still treated to a weekend of Nedbank Cup, Glad Africa Championship, and a healthy dose of uncertainty, especially when it was announced that the president will give an address on Sunday evening, hours after the last Nedbank Cup fixture. A friendly reminder, all four Nedbank Cup semi-finals and all six Glad Africa Championship matches were played in front of crowds. On Sunday evening, 3 hours later than planned, the president finally declared a national state of disaster and banned all gatherings of 100 or more people. The next day, SAFA released a statement in which they addressed the president's speech and clarified that they hold the position that matches should not be held behind closed doors, as we have seen that that does not work, clearly suggesting that they postpone the league. PSL chairman Irvin Khoza then announced that PSL and Glad Africa Championship matches taking place midweek and on the weekend would be postponed, and that a decision regarding the rest of the season would be made in a meeting on Thursday the 19th of March. This sounds eerily similar to the Italian FA's initial decision to suspend 3 matches, and that should give you some clues as to where we are probably headed. Adding more fuel to the football fire, Sports Minister Natim Tetwa then made contradictory statements in which he suggested that matches could still be played behind closed doors. This goes completely against SAFA's initial suggestions. The good news is, SAFA have officially clarified that they have final say on the matter. No matches will be played behind closed doors, and all matches are postponed. All that is left to be decided right now is how to resolve the incomplete season, which leaves the PSL in the same boat as other leagues around the globe. It's a difficult choice to make, and it should be very interesting to see what the decision will be. At the time of this recording, which we will update as we go, the coronavirus has infected over 204,000 people worldwide, and 8,250 deaths have been confirmed. In South Africa, we now have 116 cases of the virus and no deaths. The PSL has yet to report any cases of their own amongst players and staff or personnel. And at the moment, any suggestion of that has been proven false, thankfully. And so we wait patiently for Thursday's PSL meeting and the press release that will follow to see how or if the season will be concluded. The PSL and GLAAD Africa Championship have yet to report any cases, and at the moment, any suggestion of that has been proven false. Logic suggests that as a precaution, our league should be suspended. It's what's happening globally, and it's highly likely to be the case here. However, we should not seek to spread fear and misinformation. So here's the good news. 1. We can slow down the spread if we're smart. You've seen the notices, wash your hands, avoid touching your face, and try your best to avoid crowds. 2. You are still most likely to survive if infected than you are to die. Yes, close to 8,000 people have died, and that's terrifying, but over 82,000 have recovered from the virus worldwide. We know who it impacts the most. It impacts old people. It impacts those with autoimmune conditions. And so it's up to the rest of us to make sure that we avoid those people, or at best take care of them where we can, if not infected. And 3, here I talk to football fans and perhaps all sports fans in general. As much pressure as we'd like to put on these leagues and these associations, if the decision is to suspend the matches, we can't complain. This is a health and safety issue. Football will return at some point, and in the meantime, you still have plenty of highlights. It's not the end of the world. We hope for the best over here at Soccer La Duma when it comes to the sport, but we want all of our listeners and readers to be safe. We don't yet know how badly South Africa will be affected by this, but we will keep on going for you guys for the time being. We'll all need distractions from this crisis, and hopefully we can at least provide you that. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, stay safe, take care, and have a fantastic day.
TV. If you love it, Disc and don't have it, DS. That's why you should get DSTV Compact, so you can Vula Festive and Super Disc with PSL matches midweek and Sundays. Only on Supersport on DSTV Compact. Hey, kumnandi ekhaya.